Kemi has vowed never to forgive Lita in her entire life after he blocked her and their son on all social media platforms 2 days after he apologized to them for sexually transmitting disease to them. The baby mama to Lita, young Nigerian singing sensation and mother to his son Kemi Ayorinde, has returned with another declamatory statement where she alleged that the singer has caused her pain again. You could recall that few weeks ago, Kemi came all out stating that her baby dad Lita has refused taking care of them since after she gave birth to their son Ari last year. She even went to an extent of claiming that the Afropop star declined giving her N13,000 she demanded from him to buy balloons for their son's first birthday celebration. On another note, Kemi revealed that Lita gave her and her child an incurable sexually transmitted disease, STD, and she can only forgive him if he owns up and apologizes to them, even though the apology can't cure the infection. Then, few days after her demand for an apology, she came back and revealed via a post on her Instagram story that Lita has finally apologized to them and he has continued to check on them ever since then. However, it seems Lita didn't take his apology to heart, as Kemi has disclosed again that the singer has done the worst of things, which is blocking her and their son on social media. The London-based Kemi noted in a lengthy post shared via her Instagram story on Sunday, May 30, that 2 days after Lita tendered his apology, he blocked them off. And Kemi has, as a result of this heartless decision by Lita, vowed never to forgive him in her entire life again, since he has the guts and is courageous enough to turn back on her and his child. Kemi's Instay story posts read below. Even though I've been trying to move on, every day I still wake up to a wound which still causes me pain. And yes, healing is a process and I know I will get there soon. But, the more I think and remember certain things, especially the ones I've not spoken about, the more my anger and frustration builds up, cause I've really been through it throughout my whole life TBVH, and right now, I honestly wish I could cause some people pain the way they've done to me, even if it cannot measure up to the mental, physical, financial pain I've been put through, but once again I blame myself and no one will ever understand the burdens in which I carry upon my shoulders. Laying Ari to sleep tonight, I remember the one Friday night in which I misplaced my purse and only had my Nigerian bank card with me, which I even found under the bed sef cause I was scattering my whole house in search of my purse. Begged his father to send 2K to buy a pack of 7K to buy a multi-bag Pampers, even mentioned that I would pay him back and he refused, said he didn't have. Due to COVID, banks near me weren't opened on weekends, so for that whole weekend my baby used toilet tissue as a form of Pampers and every cloth he wore those days were binned. Never did one thing for his child, never, not one thing. Him and his manager came to the UK on 2 occasions, both occasion they had no money with them or ATLEs, that's what they said. Stupid manager would still call me at 3 a.m. in the morning to top up her phone for her, never once offered to pay me back. How do you go on holiday and have no money, no money to the point you can't even feed yourself, 1 hour without food? I was the one ordering food to you on several occasions, I was even 5 months pregnant the second time they came and none of them made efforts to see me, none. He refused when I told him to send location, and I would come see him, even if it was for a day. He was with his supposed side chick, which I later found out about, and would still call me to order all of them food, and I did it cause I cared, but never received anything back from the good I did, not that I wanted anything back, but all they did was repay me back with evil, repay me back with pain, repaid me back in the most hurtful way. Denied his own child to lay with another woman, stating I told him about the pregnancy when I was 5 months, but when I sent him a screenshot of me telling him about the pregnancy at 3 weeks, all he could say was fuck on video call. I'm thankful I have every receipts and screenshot of him constantly stating he wanted a child, of him always asking if I'd seen my period. He was fucking obsessed about having Ari and I never really understood why, but I did it out of love, a love so blind I couldn't see far ahead into the future, made me believe he was ready, made me feel he loved and cared enough about our relationship for us to start our own family. And as soon as I fell pregnant, a few months in, he changed completely. Gave my family monthly allowance, gave his too, even though he later told me, he used to be the one spending and didn't give them most of the time, fed my family, fed his too, took care of him and everything that had to do with him. Begged him to stand up for me when @shy_loff would hurt my feelings, begged him to be there for me, especially during my pregnancy where I felt so alone during COVID, etc. And when his child finally came into the world, I stopped begging for myself and started begging on behalf of Ari. Never did he once care, even if he did, didn't show it, never. But I cared every time, every time. You all will never know half of the pain I was in, and after the whole he apologized thing, which he did, 2 days later, he blocked me everywhere including Ari, and for you to turn your back on your child, it has drawn me to make up my mind that I will never forgive him, illy die holding this grudge because I did nothing, absolutely nothing but showed and demonstrated love towards you throughout our three-year relationship, nothing literally, I'm not perfect, but I never did anything to an extent of deserving a one-quarter of this pain. At @shy_lof called me one night during my pregnancy and told me Elle was going to be the mother and father to my unborn child. Do you know how painful hearing those words were at the time? But I finally accepted that I will be, I've accepted my losses and my lessons, I've accepted it all. Thank you for the pain, thank you for everything, entering a new month and leaving this topic behind. I've really been hurting for so damn long about all this MAO, constantly praying for change. I'm glad Ari is all mine though, at least if I didn't gain anything from this, I gained my son, a companion, a family, a friend who is literally my everything and more. And for that alone I'm grateful, for he gives me hope. I hope people learn from this, I honestly wouldn't wish my life on anyone, it's been a though one. Refer to screenshots below.